With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a new hat in the Rock Shop. It's called the KISW Vintage Hat. It is a sweet-looking snapback hat. Got the old-school Rock logo on the front. You're going to want one. Especially for paint in the grass, because you know that's going to be awesome. I'm going to get mine. I've got to figure out how to get one, because Vicky's trying to charge me. But you can get yours. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa! Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to turn down for Thursday. Yeah.
Charge out for what?
Yeah, that old Friday Junior.
You can do it, buddy.
One day away.
So close.
Oh, we're so close we can taste it.
Oh, it's already here in my brain. Friday Junior rocks.
What does Friday taste like, Steve? I'm going to say it tastes like dry rub chicken wings.
Ooh. That's what
good
Friday
call
tastes like?
Yep.
So nice. Then what is, so what
salt
do you got?
Pepper.
What do we got Thursday tasting like? Just sort of like chicken tenders?
Sushi.
I was
sushi
thinking sweet and sour because it's like we're almost at the end of the week, but we're not there yet.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Nice.
A little sweet and sour chicken.
All right. Or pork.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Damn it.
Yeah, now I'm really hungry for that.
Do it. Well, fine. Let's just play the game. We've got Jareth in Seattle to take on Steve. Jareth, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What is he playing for today?
Tickets to check out the Mariners on Alice in Chains night, which will be next week on August 20th.
Go Mariners!
That's right. Go Mariners. Go Alice in Chains. They're going to be playing the Houston Astros. The Mariners will be, not Alice in Chains.
That'd be weird.
Alice in Chains will be playing Pain in the Grass. That's going to be cool. And they have a new record coming out next Friday, and you'll be able to get a copy of that record when you go to the Mariners Alice in Chains night. Plus,
that's awesome.
You'll get to attend a pregame listening party for Rainier Fog. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets to that game or any Mariners home game, they're available at Mariners.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jareth will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jareth, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
On the big screen, who played Sherlock Holmes opposite of Jude Law as Dr. Watson?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, in the fairy tale, who is the nemesis of the three little pigs?
Big Bad Wolf.
Yes, in the Hunger Games, what district is Katniss from?
12.
Yes, whose sidekick was named Mini-Me?
Dr. Evil.
Yes, what country is directly west of Spain?
Pass.
Who released the 1979 song Rock and Roll High School?
Pass.
Which team did Babe Ruth join in 1920?
Yankee.
Yes. What drink do you get by mixing ginger ale with grenadine and a cherry?
Pass.
In what organ of the human body is the hippocampus?
Brain.
Yes. What song did Wayne and Garth listen to on their way to the donut shop in Wayne's World?
Pass.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, probably not win.
Yeah.
Just gonna say, I think Steve's gonna get the old big old W on this one. Yeah,
I tell you, a lot of our younger players, man, it's just tough when you go a little deep on the age stuff that Steve would know and you would know, and they just we're seeing that generation gap happen before our eyes.
Step up, millennials.
Yeah, it's really tough for the younger millennials to know some of what the older millennials know, man.
It sucks because it's also reminding me of how old I am,
dude. I'm a young boomer, and so whenever the older boomers start talking to me, I go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, because it's such a span. And same thing for these young millennials. I bet that there's a lot of stuff that their older millennials don't. They know they don't. It's tough, man.
It is very
tough. They're missing out.
Yeah, they are.
And then Gen Z. Don't even get me started on Gen Z.
I don't even know those people.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
On the big screen, who played Sherlock Holmes opposite of Jude Law as Dr. Watson?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. In the fairy tale, who is the nemesis of the Three Little Pigs?
The Big Bad Wolf.
Yes. Yeah. In the Hunger Games, what district is Katniss from?
He won't get this one.
District of Columbia.
No.
District of Catsopia.
Catsopia. No.
District 9.
No. Ooh,
nice movie related. Thank I love you. That.
Whose sidekick was named Mini-Me?
That would be Austin Powers.
No.
Oh. Whose sidekick was named Mini-Me? Vern Troyer.
No.
Pass. I don't know.
Oh. What country is directly west of...
Dr. Evil.
Yes. What country is directly west of Spain?
Dr. Evil.
No.
Madrid.
No.
Peru.
No. Who released the 1979 song Rock and Roll High School?
The Ramones.
Yes.
Good song.
Which team did Babe Ruth join in 1920?
The New York Yankees.
Yes. What drink do you get by mixing ginger ale with grenadine and a cherry?
A Shirley Temple.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a tie.
Oh. Well, Red was right. You didn't win, but you still win the prize because that's what a tie does. Congratulations, Jareth.
All right.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get it, man. I
took too long.
Took too long. You didn't get to 2 questions.
And he did only get 3 guesses with Dr. Evil, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
because he passed.
I did.
And then he went back to it.
Not a guess.
Son of a...
Kiss it.
Wow. You're just all over the sex train today.
Yeah.
Has it been a while? Is that why? What's going on?
It's been a while.
Vicky slipped something in your drink? I don't know what's going on.
Blue Chew. Yeah. I thought it was a gummy bear.
Nice. Oh,
and now I have this uncontrollable thing going on. I should sit down.
Okay.
Please do.
Yeah, that's really...
2 questions you did not get to. In what organ of the human body is the hippocampus?
The head.
The brain. There you go. The brain. And then what song did Wayne and Garth listen to on their way to the donut shop in Wayne's World?
Son of a bitch, I would have done something.
You
would have
done
it. Calaboose, calaboose, when you do the fandango. Thunderbolts of lightning, baby, lightning. Galileo, Galileo, Galileo.
So indeed,
I'm not sure what the song is.
It was Killer Queen.
It's Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, millennials didn't get that one, but
somebody says that Mini-Me was also Austin Powers' sidekick.
What?
That's what the texture is.
Oh, in Goldmember.
He hung out with him for a while. That's true.
Yeah, baby.
He has a little. He dresses just like Austin Powers.
Did he?
Yeah,
he did. I forgot about that.
You screwed me twice today, Brad.
I didn't screw you. You still got it. Yeah, baby.
I would have had more time to answer those next 2 questions, and I would have won.
Yeah.
You screwed me.
Maybe.
But I have to, I know what Rev meant, but you're right, Steve. He did screw you.
You know what? I didn't, I guess, specifically name what movie.
Yeah. But so. Who the primary, who was his
primary? Yeah. Rev, you're a douche. Miggs is correct with Austin Powers.
Okay, you guys can simmer down in there in the little text world. You can just not call me a douche and be okay with it.
Well, hey, hold on a second. Why would people not call you a douche? Then they wouldn't be trolls and they wouldn't be mean. Of course they got to call you a douche.
Good point. Katniss hailed from District 12.
Damn, I was close. I should have said 9, 10, 12.
Yeah, I got it right. I didn't want to give you any clues at all. I was shutting up on that.
Well, I was already at my third guess when I went with the
numbers. I didn't want to say anything right at the beginning, because if I made you think numbers, I know you would have accidentally got it right.
So are they neighbors with the District 9 people?
That's a whole different movie.
That's a completely different movie.
Yeah. They should figure out how to combine the two.
That would be weird, because all the little insect aliens that were in District 9.
Yeah, that's
mixing with Hunger Games.
That's a trippy movie.
They travel a couple blocks down the street to District 9.
Just a couple blocks. And then finally, what country is directly west of Spain?
Is it Italy?
No.
Oh, well, I suck.
No.
Oh.
Slapistan.
Portugal.
Portugal.
Oh, I keep forgetting about Portugal. Yeah, that's up there.
Never forget about Portugal, man.
All right, man.
Congratulations to Jareth on tying Steve, even though Steve kind of maybe probably would have won.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the
or
prize.
If you get screwed by Steve, by the Rev, by Steve, from Steve and stuff.
That's, yeah, it's all about that. Hey, I want to bring something up if I can,
yeah,
because it's a part of this article that really hit close to home, and I'm very sensitive about it.
Uh-oh.
But so Dane Cook, we haven't heard a lot of him, and I have to tell you, I read the Daily Beast every day because I think there's a lot of cool stuff on there. They lean left, and boy, it seems like, man, any chance they get to be mean, I don't know when liberals started becoming mean, but it's not a good look. But I want to ask you about this thing, because the headline is Dane Cook's creepy romantic relationship with a teenager raises serious red flags.
Uh-huh.
If you read the article, though, it's like Dane says the nicest thing about this woman, and the family seem to be all on board, and they seem to have a really good relationship. And this person, Libby Torres, all she wants to do is just any way she can throw, basically just crap at this guy, all because he's 46 and she's 19.
You said, so the person that's writing the article is a female.
Yeah.
And... but I'm not saying all females are like this, and obviously we're pretty lucky to have a lot of cool people that listen that are female that aren't thinking like that, but I remember, dude, when I first started dating my wife, and there's a big age difference, there's a 12-year difference between her and I, and when that started, I would be on the receiving end of a lot of mean text messages and emails from certain women that were just, like, so appalled by that.
I don't understand.
It's like, look, it's not like as if I wasn't with her, I'd be with a miserable person like you. I would just find someone else that was cool. I don't care about the age. It's like, if you're a miserable person, I'm going to stay away from a miserable person. So I'm not surprised that there's somebody out there that would write that article and try and then also to say with a teenager. I understand she's 19. That makes her a teenager. But when you say teenager, don't you instantly think 15, 16?
And then,
like,
it's
kind of a douche headline.
And in the article, she says, and if you read into what Dane says, he knew her even a year before that. So he met her when she was 18. And it's like, yes, that she's an adult at 18.
Oh my God, I'm reading this article and it just makes me, I don't even want to finish it.
Like, oh, dude,
Dane Cook, that 46-year-old washed up comedian, hasn't done anything noteworthy since the days when puka shell necklaces were in vogue.
I mean, she's so mean. It's like, really, Libby? I mean, it's such a mean article, and all he's doing is and here's what got me. This is the thing that pissed me off.
That's insane that she's 27 years younger than him.
Yeah, it is. Look, I get it's a huge age difference.
Fist bump Dane.
Yeah, and I don't know what the hell he'd have in common with her unless he's a young soul and she's an old soul.
There's something that he has in common, you know.
Okay.
He's got something that will connect to her.
Yeah.
So we know that for sure.
I'm not too sure you're helping with this article.
I'm sure they have a lot of fun together.
There's a line in the article, though, that really bothers me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And here's the thing. They met, which I almost want to hang out with Dane now. Again, they met at a game night. I don't know if it's a board game night, but whatever, it was a game night. People have game nights. And she's appalled at that. What would somebody his age have to do hanging out with somebody her age? What do they have in common? And it's like,
what kind of circles does a teenage girl have to run in to get invited to Dane Cook's house?
Yeah, it's a game night. And I have a lot of young people that come to my game nights. And it's not about... I know. It's like, Libby, where are you living? Do you mean to tell me that people of different generations shouldn't be able to get along with each other in spite of their age?
Living.
What the hell?
She probably goes and gets, like, wine with her miserable other friends that are around the same age and can't fathom the fact that people can have a wide range of people in their life. I mean, I see it with you in your board games. For me, in the world of hockey, I mean, we have guys on our team in the past that have been 19 and guys that are in their 50s. But we all have a common ground because we love playing hockey. We love having drinking beers and talking, or even in the wrestling now. Like, one of my buddies, Austin, is a great buddy of mine, and he's 21 years old. And I mean, I'm double his age. At no point should we have ever been in the same circle, but we both love wrestling and we have a good time talking about it. I don't understand why that's so weird for somebody to think that you can have friends that are of different ages.
Yeah,
I have a friend that's 60 something years old, 20 years older than me, that plays hockey.
Yeah.
Go to house parties with the dude.
Yeah, what's the problem? And gender shouldn't be a problem. You should be hanging out with anybody you're cool with. You know, not everybody is a predator, not everybody is a mean person, but this article is so horrible, Steve.
I'm reading it. It's awful.
It's awful, and for no good reason. There's nothing in there that Dane Cook has done except he's in love with somebody who is 27 years younger than him. That's all he's done. He seems to be really kind to her. He says nice things about her. There's nothing else in this article that he's done wrong, but this woman is brutal to him in this article. And when did we become that society?
And even the picture they have as the main picture, just they found like what looks like the creepiest picture of Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little much.
It's horrible.
What red flags do you need to raise? The red flag that he's happy and she's happy?
Yeah, dear Daily Beast, you know, and really, more and more, I'm deciding that I don't think I can read the Daily Beast anymore. It used to be a fair site, and people like to sit and make fun of Fox News, and I'm a person that's right in the middle, and I try to stay in the middle.
That's why you got
to
go with Bro Bible, brah.
Bro Bible. Is Bro that the Bible. Way to go?
All yeah. Right. They got lots of cool articles and stuff. Right. Stupid stuff.
Send me the link to Bro Bible.
It's
I'm kind of
BroBible.com. What more do you want from me, man?
I'd like a link. It'd be a lot easier than having to type BroBible.com.
I'm sure with your phone, sometimes a predictive tap. I bet you if you just start typing bro and maybe a B, you're good. Hey, how about a texture says, my daughter's 24, dating a man who's 12 years older. Probably the happiest I've ever seen her. They have a great relationship and they communicate well.
Yeah, and this society needs people to get together. I mean, the fact that older people, and not just talking relationship, but the fact that, like, what's a teenager doing hanging out in the circles of an older person? This is what you want. You want young people and old people being able to chill and have common ground, because that's something that's good for society.
Texas says, variety in age groups adds quality of life. How else do you experience the times before and after you? It's funny you bring it up, because when I was at Summer Meltdown, that festival, and we had a huge camp of variety of ages as well. People in their 40s, people even close to 50, maybe even over 50, and people probably 19 or 20, like just everyone brings different people to the party. And I'm talking with Cobb from the podcast, Ted Smith's buddy, my buddy as well. Good dude. And he's just like, man, how do you stay so youthful? Like everything you're doing, you're always, and I'm like, I don't know. I think it's just I surround myself with either young people or young hearted people that it's just contagious. I mean, I'm around people that have that energy, and it just kind of rubs off on you.
And you do have a very youthful vibe, and I think that's part of it, because you hang out with anybody, doesn't matter their age. And I feel like being the young person hanging out with older people, like with our, when we'd play games and stuff, like our friend Brandon Jerwa, who's on the podcast, or even hanging out with Chris, I felt a sense of maturity and I learned from them, but they were still youthful because they hung out with people like me. So it was like a nice balance, and we learned from each other.
Yeah, I'm so sad to see this, because Libby Torres seems like she's a really good writer. Seems like she knows what she's doing.
Sounds like a miserable bitch.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. If that's how she comes off.
Maybe I should be kinder.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Sounds like a horrible bitch.
And there we go. That was a lot kinder.
Nice.
Yeah, dear Daily Beast. I mean, and she's not the only one on that site. It's gotten mean. And I have to say, dear liberals, that's not your lane. What are you doing in the mean lane? I know you're upset about how things have turned out politically, but that doesn't mean you then become a horrible person because of it. You can still have your ideals, still fight for what you believe is right, and not be a mean SOB.
Dude, I'm reading the article even more towards the end. It's like she talks about the woman. Her name's Taylor, I guess. Taylor, for her part, seems happy in the relationship. She frequently posts Instagram photos with Cook, calling him my man and the light of my life. What an awful relationship it sounds like they have.
Exactly. And the way she words it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's horrible that she seems happy. It's like, Libby, this
jealousy,
is clickbait,
man.
Like hell. It's clickbait jealousy. What a pile of trash.
That's funny.
It really is. The Daily Beast has become a pile of trash, and I used to really go to that site for what I thought was fair reporting, but it is not fair, and it is not balanced, and this is just a lame story about Dane Cook and a girl who seemed to love each other. God dang. Dane Cook, what's he done to bother anybody? I mean, seriously, he's now in the ire of everybody. This is ridiculous.
And he was good in, what was that, Mr. Woodcock?
Oh, he was good in that.
And what was the one that he was in? The kind of like this with Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
Mr. Brooks.
Oh.
That's what it was. Not Mr. Woodcock.
Yeah,
Mr.
you're right.
Brooks.
Mr. Brooks. That's what, Kevin Costner was in that. I think you're thinking. Wasn't Kevin Costner the guy in Mr.
Maybe,
Brooks?
I don't remember.
Yeah, not Kevin Spacey. But otherwise, you really are a fan of his work.
I knew that Dane Cook was in it.
Yeah, you did. And you had Mr. You had the Mr.
I did. I just had a workaround.
You had a Kevin.
So you blame me going thinking Woodcock first?
Yeah, but Kevin Costner would actually, please do not confuse him with Kevin Spacey, because it's not good right now for Kevin Spacey.
So. One person says, age is a number. I'm 27. My wife is 48. Get over it, people.
Yeah, it's a horrible article about a guy and a girl who seem to really be in love and not hurting each other. It's just so stupid. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You know what? Game nights are fine, Steve. I can have anybody at my game nights.
Yeah, except me.
Stupid Libby. Your calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yeah?
Stop freaking!
Stop freaking, Carl Beacon.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you want to talk about?
Stop bugging me.
Yeah, don't bug Marshawn. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah, he got a lot of stuff to do.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Yeah, there's that.
My ding ding.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things to be grabbing. Ding ding.
Please love and appreciate that.
So you get to run this show. Whatever you want to talk about, that's how it works. But remember, Steve does have a rule with Listeners on the Loose.
Let's show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. John and Fetty Way, you are on the Rock.
What's going on, fellas?
Not too bad, Johnny. What you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, wanted to know, why do you think that the Mariners, before the All-Star game, they were doing pretty good. They were pretty much in first place. Now, all of a sudden, they're kind of sinking a little bit. Why is it that you think that after an All-Star break, they start to slide a little bit, not just the Mariners, but other teams too?
It's an interesting thing, John, because you take a look at, I think the Athletics have like the, I think if I remember correctly, the Athletics have the best record of any team after the All-Star break. It's so bizarre to know why. It's such a long season. I don't know if it's because teams make the adjustment, but I will tell you this. The Athletics are not as big of a surprise to me because they actually, one of their dudes no-hit the best offense in baseball earlier this season, even though they weren't playing very well, but you could see, man, they had the potential. And they're just putting it all together. I think it's just the idea that the Astros have injuries. The Mariners also, King Felix is not doing well, and that is a big blow. I think the Mariners would be a lot better shape if King Felix was pitching anywhere near what he could.
Man, I hope he can find his fastball.
Yeah.
You know, now he's going to have to fill in for James Paxton, most likely. And hopefully this is a moment where he's able to get things dialed in again.
I don't know if they've already done this, but I would have Jamie Moyer come down and talk to Felix Hernandez, because Jamie was always a guy that could get by with very little on his fastball, but he was such a crafty pitcher.
Yeah. And let's not forget, Felix is 32 years old.
Yeah,
he's not that old.
But guys like him, either A, go to Bartolo Colon's clinic and get themselves some vitamins. I mean, my God, I don't know how Colon can do it.
By vitamins, I think you mean cheeseburgers. Yeah. I've seen this guy, man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Felix has got to do. He's going to pork up.
So, John, what about you? Do you have any hope for the Mariners getting into the playoffs this year?
Well, actually, I'm not a Mariner fan.
Oh, you're not? What kind of fan are you?
No. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and they're in the same boat It's like the Colorado Rockies, the Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants, they're all fighting for that number one spot, and they're all like a game from each other.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know who to pick in that race. That's even wilder than the AL West. I appreciate the call, John. It's going to be some exciting baseball if you're a fan of the West, but definitely because both Western divisions are really close.
I'm looking at the standings. You're looking at every division or AL East. Of course, you got the Red Sox and the Yankees battling it out. The Central's got the Indians, and then the Twins are not ready. The Indians basically they've got it locked in. Then you look at the AL West. Three teams have over 70 wins, 70 or more wins.
Yeah, it's a good division.
No other division has three teams with 70 or more wins.
It's a very competitive division. Like you said, it's probably the best division in baseball, which makes it so tough. And then you got the Angels, where you know what? You got Mike Trout playing for them, so that's not easy.
And they'd be in second place if they're in the AL Central.
Yeah, I know. The Central is such a mess. That's the thing. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I talked about how important it is the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees again. Mm-hmm. If the Yankees get their asses kicked enough, they may not even be in the wild card. You might see like both wild cards coming out of the West.
Wow.
If it could happen if the Yankees continue to fall the way they've been falling.
Got a text that says, Migs, that face tattoo comic that you mentioned earlier is hilarious. I have a neck tattoo. I totally agree with him. LOL. And the guy, we were talking about just got people working in with tattoos that are visible. And this guy, his name is Shane Smith. He's got this giant neck tattoo. You saw it, right?
Yeah. The neck tattoo is impressive, dude. I commented like that had to be painful.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's just three big X's and then a bunch of color. He's got tattoos on his face. And actually, we grabbed a clip from his piece about having face tattoos, and I think Rev's got it. And if you want to hear it, the guy has a very funny self-deprecating perspective on having a face tattoo.
Yeah, I also know it was a bad idea to tattoo my face, just so we're all on the same page, okay? When I got my face tattooed, I was like, there will be positives and there will be negatives, you know? I want to be honest with you guys. It has been mostly negative so far, okay? I can't even think of one positive. I'm going to be real with you guys. So I'm here to make you laugh tonight, but I'm also here to say, if some of you are thinking about tattooing your face, probably don't, okay? One time after a show, a lady comes up to me and she's like, don't be so hard on yourself. And I'm like, thank you so much. Will you give me a job? And she was like, it's nice meeting you. Come back.
We got the whole clip on KSW's Facebook page if people want to check it out.
And what's that dude's name again?
Shane Smith, S-H-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, people have been saying really good stuff about his comedy, so go check that out. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody has a bet do they want to make with you, BJ.
A bet with me?
This is want to make a bet, BJ.
You want to play a game?
Dodgers win the series this weekend. You wear a Dodger shirt on air. Mariners win. I'll wear one and send you a pick.
Why me?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Do you care enough to do this bet?
I don't have a Dodger shirt, so I have to go buy a Dodger shirt?
Well, he should be able to provide you with one. I mean, we can provide him with a Mariner shirt, right?
I mean, I'm shocked I really don't have a Dodger shirt with Steve Garvey.
That is true.
I have a Padres jersey. Would that work?
You know what? I say sure. I say you wear a Padres jersey if the Mariners lose the series this weekend.
All right. He wears an Indians jersey if the Mariners win the series.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Why not make it completely ridiculous?
Of course.
I guess we're out on that bet.
Yeah. Sorry, man. You know, here's the problem. I mean, I like the Mariners.
But the Red Sox are your team.
That's my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I don't, I mean, I'm not going to want to wear a jersey of anybody. I did that one time before and I had to wear a Steelers jersey and I hated that. I was like, why did I make this stupid bet? Because I personally think the Dodgers, man, are a little better right now because of all of our problems.
Well, so hopefully this weekend that's not the case.
Yeah, if they beat the Dodgers, that'll be awesome. That'll show me some stuff about the Mariners if they can win 2 out of 3.
And then if they beat the Dodgers, then up next is the Houston Astros, and hopefully they treat them like they did the last time. I mean, we really could see a huge upswing in the next week.
Yeah. But I appreciate your enthusiasm, Dodger fan. It's going to be tough for you guys, too. You're in the same boat as the Mariners. You're going to be fighting for your life, though a lot of people do seem to think the Dodgers might come out on top out of all of it.
We have a text asking a question. I feel like this question is based on a story that I threw in front of you, because I've been hearing about this debate all morning because of this news story, but this person says, guys, crinkle cut or straight fries?
Oh, yeah, you did throw this in front of me, and I was going to tell you, hey, if we don't get it today, let's get it tomorrow, so I'm glad the texter brought it up. Yeah, this is, they are dealing right now, this restaurant, dealing with pissed off customers. They are not happy because they changed from crinkle cut to straight fries.
Okay. I can understand why people are pissed.
Jim and Leslie Parsons own a little fast food joint called Bally's Famous Franks in Maine. Of course,
Bally's?
B-O-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, hey
Bally.
These
how you doing?
Bally's are the best.
Is it like sweaty balls? Is that, I don't know.
Or the teriyaki balls that...
Now, Maine is usually chill. I mean, they like to think that Massachusetts are the ones that are out of their mind. I mean, Maine usually is like, hey, how are ya? Very calm. So I'm surprised people are pissed off about this. But then Bally's has been around since 1962. And these guys bought it about a year ago. So their new owners made a big change, switching from the crinkle cut to straight fries.
You can't go back. You can't. Like, you could go from straight fries to crinkle cut, and I think people will be okay with that.
I do think so.
Yes. You can't switch back. Crinkle cut is such a... It's like the unicorn of French fries,
oh,
man.
I hate crinkle cut.
Oh, this is why we can't see eye to eye.
Yeah, how can you just hate crinkle cut?
What about, like, really matter that much?
It does.
I'll
crinkle
tell you
cut
why.
Is awesome. Like Nathan's French fries, the crinkle cuts.
You guys don't understand.
Forks.
Here's the thing.
Oh my gosh. Get in my belly right now.
Whoa. No, I like the waffle fries. Now, those I love.
Those are good.
But the crinkle cut was something that I had my entire life and I never liked them and they were frozen. Then when I went to McDonald's for the first time, because back in my day, it was a treat to go to McDonald's. And those straight fries were un-freaking believable. And I remember telling my mother, I don't ever want anything but these fries again. And of course, she's like, you're going to get nothing, you little bastard. You you're lucky enough because that's all they had. They didn't have the straight fries frozen.
Huh. Somebody said steak fries are even better.
No, steak fries suck.
That's stupid. Shut
what?
Your mouth.
I'm sorry. Steak fries are terrible.
Red Robin bottomless fries are next level awesome.
Nope.
Are they really fries, though?
No, they're not.
They seem more like potato wedges.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, they're not potato wedges. They're not JoJo's. Like they're steak fries.
Dude, I had some JoJo's last night. It was like, it was essentially a giant potato cut into fourths.
So that's what I'm smelling. Mm-hmm. Can we all agree that shoestring fries are a little annoying?
They're the worst.
They're fantastic.
What are those?
I think they're really, really thin ones.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Yeah. I honestly have no issues with any French fries, clearly. I can eat them all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you don't.
But crinkle cut is the best.
Oh, I can't agree.
Crinkle cut's amazing. I will say that
better.
Curly fries are the best, though. Yeah.
No.
No.
I'd put that at the bottom of my list.
Seasoned curly fries are number one.
Yeah, thank you, Rev.
Mm-hmm. One person says crinkle cut's like crispy bacon. Garbage. That's
my come on.
Wow. Chris.
Okay. Shush. Well, so the thing is this, is obviously, and here's what I would say. You don't find too many fast food joints that do the crinkle fries anyway. So
if
you have this mom and pop place, which for people like Steve who love the crinkle cut and they've been doing it since 1962, I wonder why they made the change, because the customers are pissed. They're saying that the customers are, quote, disturbing and hostile. That's how things are up there.
Maybe we need to reassess our lives if that's the case. But
Jim had one guy try to fight him. One guy try to punch him out for this.
Why can't we have both? Yeah. Why can't they do both?
I the only thing I would imagine with a lot of food places, storage is an issue, and maybe they just don't have enough room to store both. But I think, that would solve it.
Store it in my belly.
In my belly. They're asking people to be peaceful, but they're not going to switch back. Hmm. See, at this point, I would like to see the sales and see if, in fact, the new regular Slim Fries are selling better than the Crinkle. Because with all this uproar, I would hope they're using their brains and going, maybe we should go back if this is all people want.
Well, give it some time.
Yeah, but
trust the process.
Hard to believe up in the New England area, people would be all aggressive and upset about something and actually fight a guy about it, huh?
Nathan's Hot Dogs have the best crinkle cut fries.
Really?
Agreed. Oh, yeah.
They're so good. I've never had one.
They have the little fork that you use. Just feel like a giant man with a little fork.
I'm willing to try those because I don't think I've ever had Nathan's Hot Dog Fries.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They're salted perfectly.
All right.
A little ketchup.
Steve, I swear, if I didn't understand English, I would swear you were talking about a woman.
Yeah. I mean, it's right up there with women.
Wow.
Crinkle cut.
It's right curves. Up there? Where? Whoa. How far is it away? How far is it up there with
women? I'd say 51.49.
Whoa.
You can get the Nathan's. No. Wow. You can get the Nathan's famous jumbo crinkle cut French fries at Walmart.
Yeah, see, Walmart, they got everything.
Oh, and Amazon as well.
Can you get a nice wife at Walmart? Because Steve's got 51-49.
So probably.
He's going to need a new wife once she finds out she's 49% to crinkle cut.
Yeah, these are everywhere. Instacart, Target, Safeway.
I like them fresh, Rev.
Well, I can't help you then.
You know what has really good crinkle cut fries, especially with chili and cheese, is Del Taco. Fun fact.
Ooh. Damn, Del Taco.
Yeah, wow, okay. They're the best fries ever.
I will tell you, crinkle fries get better if you throw like chili and cheese on them.
No, you don't need chili and cheese on perfection.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about this.
Can someone just bring up fries so we can compare like right now, please?
Okay.
I'll
call somebody for you.
Okay, thank you.
We need like a fry store.
There is a fry store. There's one at South Center.
But that they sell electronics. I'm talking about French fries.
No, not that one. Remember we talked about the potato store? It's a kiosk. Yeah. All they do is sell potato.
But
like
do
fries.
They have all types of French fries?
I think they do. I hope they have the crinkle cut because all they do is sell fries. Fries of different size. So, I mean, I forget. I know it's like
the potato corner.
Yeah, the potato corner, dude. They got everything.
What are their options?
Let's see the menu. It looks like they got the curly fries. They got tater tots, JoJo chips, loopy fries, sweet potato, original.
No crinkle cut?
Doesn't look like it.
Steve, maybe nobody likes crinkle cut like you because
they even have a baked potato.
How do they not have crinkle cut there? I thought crinkle cut was popular.
Maybe crinkle cut's more expensive than we know.
Oh, could be.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe there's only like one person that can make the perfect crinkle cut, and he asks for a lot of money.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's it.
So it says the family drive-in in Kent has the best crinkle cut fries with the most amazing fry sauce.
Ooh, okay. A fry sauce will fix anything if you got the right fry sauce. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and Steven Tyler have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Steven Tyler have in common?
I make a very unattractive older woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the beard more than anything else, because I'm pretty shapely.
No, the beard, though, shows you got a full head of hair somewhere.
Totally.
Tip you upside down, and you got yourself quite the locks.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
On his text, Steve likes when they both come together.
All right.
Right now. Right. They both have a big mouth.
Ooh. That's true.
Damn.
Steve can't help but stare at their mouth.
Okay. All right.
Both have an Aerosmith tramp stamp.
That's not true. I have a Motley Crue tramp stamp.
Yeah.
No, that's not true either. I do have a friend with a Motley Crue tramp stamp, though. It's pretty awesome.
Fantastic, yeah,
it's
too.
Really, it's really rad.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got some sad news.
What?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith says he does not want to be in a selfie with you. Not going to do it. Yeah.
I don't know if my arm's long enough. He's like 3 feet tall. I'm like 6'3".
Is he that short?
Yeah, he's a small man.
Yeah.
I always look bigger on that stage.
Yeah. How about this, man? Somebody tried to take a selfie with... I'm going to just ignore that comment. anyway, he said no to the selfie. And he says, I ain't going to do it. That's the difference. Ryan Cass will take a selfie with you.
Sure, why not?
And he looks just as big on stage as he is in real life.
It only cost you $5.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. 12-pack, though, is free. That's up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I think that price is too low. Steve, I'm not going to look at your package for just $5.
You wouldn't?
No. I'd do it
for free.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do it for free.
What if I had a serious issue? I need you to look at it.
It's going
to
cost you more than $5.
How much are we talking?
Oh, you got to go at least into the 100 neighborhood.
$100.
Dude, copays are only $30.
Right.
Sorry, well, I'm not a doctor.
But I have insurance.
Oh, well, all right. Then.
What if
we'll
I
see.
Give you $30 and my insurance card?
Yeah, all right. That's okay.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.